God be with you.
And also with you.
My name is Anders Peterson. I'm the intern pastor here at Holden. And this evening, we will be singing Vespers 86. You'll need one of these blue or white folders to join in the service. They're located near the exit by the lit candle in the corner, if you don't have one. And a few words regarding worship this evening. On page 5, you'll notice that there's an opportunity for us to sing in parts. You'll find an L1 and an L2. And in light of the Olympics, I was thinking that, you know, if you were an Olympian, and perhaps a track star or a world-class swimmer or a marathoner, would your strategy be to start out right away and to try to win that way? Or would it be to wait a bit, and then to use your power at the end? So that is your choice tonight in your singing, to be L1 or L2. And then we will stand at the Magnificat, which is found on page 9. And as we begin worship with the service of light, we welcome the light of Christ, always present in our midst. Welcome to worship.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world. Stay with us now, for it is evening.
Creed. May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in all life, all our lives.
Amen. A student once asked the famous 20th century cultural anthropologist Margaret Mead to describe the earliest sign of civilization in a given culture. The young student expected the professor to say that clay pots or crude axes or grinding stones were the first clues to civilization. However, Dr. Mead's answer was a healed femur, the human thigh bone. She went on to explain that a healed femur indicated that someone cared. Someone had to do the injured person's hunting and gathering until the leg healed. The evidence of compassion, she said, is the first sign of civilization. A reading from Ephesians chapter 4, one of our lectionary texts this week. I, therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. Word of God, word of life. An excerpt from Ragman and Other Cries of Faith by Walter Wangerin Jr. Every time you meet another human being, you have the opportunity. It's a chance at compassion, for you will do one of two things then. Either you will build them up or you will tear them down. Either you will acknowledge that they are or you will make him sorry that they are. Sorry, at least, that they are there in front of you. You will create or you will destroy. And the things you dignify or deny are God's own property. They are made, each one of them, in God's own image. Turn your face truly to the human before you and let her, for one pure moment, shine. Think her important, and then she will suspect that she is fashioned of God.
Light shines in the darkness.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am a servant of my God. I live to do your
will.
keep watch on our loved ones and keep us from danger.
Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice. Through God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Bless our God.
Praise and thanks to you.
May God hear
and bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our lives. May the Spirit of love be our guide and guide all our
days. Peace. Christ be with you.